This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Glynis Borg. In the wake of COVID-19, many city dwellers in New York and elsewhere have found themselves rethinking their housing situations, especially if they can now suddenly work from home.
And then we finally settled on West Virginia. We made the decision on a Tuesday. The following Wednesday, I was down there putting an offer on a house.
That's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. The largest union in the United States for coal miners has endorsed Ben Selengo for West Virginia governor. That's almost 5 years after endorsing Selengo's opponent, Jim Justice. Emily Allen reports.
80 members of the United Mine Workers of America voted unanimously to support Selengo's Democratic campaign. Almost 5 years ago, the same union endorsed Jim Justice in his campaign for governor.
Had Governor Justice been running against Ben Selengo, we would have endorsed Ben Selengo.
That's union president Cecil Roberts.
Because we would have felt then, as we do now, that Ben Selengo will make a better governor than the current governor that we have.
After his election, Justice announced he was changing parties at a Trump rally in 2017. Justice's campaign issued a statement in response to the endorsement saying the governor won't participate in partisan politics, adding that the governor's office has offered the UMWA grants throughout Justice's tenure. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.
Outside of the health implications, the coronavirus pandemic may change American society, including where and how we work. When the pandemic hit, suddenly many people who didn't have to go into work were working from home. And for some of those people, they suddenly realized, hey, if I can work anywhere, why am I living here? As a result, there's been a migration out of city centers and into suburbs and small towns. Carol Lofton reports.
For the past 12 years, Mila Pallison has spent 20 hours of her week just riding the train to and from the city. Pallison and her husband, Ken McGill, have lived in Central Valley, New York, about 45 minutes north of Manhattan, since 2008. She works in advertising, and he's a freelance writer. He had been working from home for years, while she had been going into the office most days. But in March, they both started working from home due to the coronavirus pandemic.
And so very quickly, like within a day, we discussed it, and we're like, we need to move because the taxes here are very high. Our property taxes at this house are $12,000 a year.
They started looking at where they wanted to live.
And so we started looking at different areas, and we eliminated Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina and Florida because it's a little hot and hurricane-y for our taste. And then we finally settled on West Virginia. And we made the decision on a Tuesday. The following Wednesday, I was down there putting an offer on a house.
They were able to buy a home in Charleston with cash pulled from their retirement. McGill says once their New York home sells, they'll put the money back in that account. Not having to pay for New York taxes and other living expenses will be a game changer for them.
Now, I understand you have issues in that state. I get that. But I'm also thinking if there's a wave of us coming down there, I mean, we might be part of a wave that drives West Virginia's economy forward.
We're going to be renovating. We're going to be buying appliances. We're going to be painting. We're going to be doing all sorts of, you know, investment in our new home. And that'll go straight into the local economy.
McGill and Pallison are not anomalies, says Jessica Louts with the National Association of Realtors.
We're seeing that people not only want a less dense neighborhood, they want less overcrowding within their own particular home. So they need more personal space, but they also are looking for a place with a yard or acreage, a place where you can get fresh air without having to worry about your neighbors, who could be in a detached apartment or condo building as well.
Loud studies demographics and home buying trends across the country. She says the pandemic has opened a lot of doors for some buyers.
I actually think that it might expand the American dream to some people. If you can take advantage of low interest rates right now, and perhaps you can look at a more affordable place to move and have a bigger home than perhaps a crowded city center, this could open up a lot of opportunities for people to purchase their first home, to be able to raise perhaps their family in a larger single-family home than they could have imagined.
For decades, West Virginia has been losing population due to people moving away. It's a problem politicians have been talking about for years. But the coronavirus pandemic actually may present a unique economic opportunity.
And I think West Virginia has a lot of potential, and we need to just start to recognize this potential and really start to market ourselves to remote workers.
That's John Deskins, director of West Virginia University's Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
People see potential to live in a less congested environment, in a lower cost of living environment, in an environment where they can enjoy some of the best outdoor recreation opportunities in the country with whitewater rafting, rock climbing, mountain biking, etc. And they can still work their normal jobs in a big city. It can be a real win-win for a lot of people in a lot of cases.
And it can be a win for their employer, too.
I mean, it saves businesses a lot of expense. They don't have to have that downtown office space that carries with it a big expense. And in many cases, workers prefer it as well. They do the same amount of work that they did, but they avoid the commute. And I think West Virginia has a lot of potential, and we need to just start to recognize this potential and really start to market ourselves to remote workers.
But currently, remote work is only possible in West Virginia's major cities that have access to broadband.
This remote work discussion is only relevant in a few areas in West Virginia. Most areas of West Virginia, this discussion has no relevance for most of West Virginia geographically. For places like Pendleton County or Pocahontas County, where the internet is just lacking, they have to bring in the internet first before they can really participate in this discussion.
And the window for participating, he says, maybe right now, as the pandemic is still in the forefront of people's minds, pushing them to rethink how they want to work and live. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and the Charleston Area Medical Center. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our news director is Andrea Billups. I'm your host and producer, Glynis Board. This is West Virginia Morning.